Let's go. Very good.
Ready?
Good morning. We find ourselves in a dangerous period of crisis. I'd like to tell you today on an Indian of the month of Chodesh Iyar, which Chazal tell us in Seder Elum Rabbo that the Milchama, the war against Amalek, took place in the month of Iyar. Val derech zeh we find the Psukim tell us, say from Lachem Aleph and Divrei Yomim, that in the month of Iyar, Shlomo HaMelech began to build the Beis HaMikdash. And to understand the connections of Milchemes, the war against Amalek, and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Dafke, in the month of Iyar, let me preface two famous questions commentators ask. Firstly, in the war of Amalek, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua, Bechalon Anoshim, choose Giborim, strong military personnel, and wage war against Amalek. And Shtelzuch, the question is obviously asked that previously, when it was in Kriyas Yamsuf, there Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, Al Tiro, Tziatzfu, Ru'uas, Yeshua Hashem, Hashem Yilochim Lechem Atem Tachrishun. The Eibishter will wage the war B'derech Nes, and suddenly when it comes to the war against Amalek, it's conducted militarily, B'derech Hateva, according to the laws of nature. Moreover, commentators ask, the Pasuk says, in the end of Parshas B'Shalach, that there was a place called Masa Umriva, of strife, controversy, arguments, Al Riv B'nei Yisrael, Val Nasoisim Es Hashem, because Jews had this battle with the Rabbeinu Shalom, saying, Hayesh Hashem B'kirbeinu Im Oyin, is the Eibishter in our midst, or has he abandoned us, Rahman al-Islam? And Rashi says, because Yidin queried, Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, therefore Amalek, like a dog, came to bite us, and the Eber said, now you'll figure out if the Eberster is amidst us. And the obvious question is, all the commentators asked, that you were talking about a Dardei, a Daramidbor, people who saw the most incredible, unparalleled miracles, Seres HaMakit, Hemakis, Kriyas Yamsuf, Rosh Hashif Kol Hayom. Suddenly, were they foolish enough to query Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu? But Emes the Zohar HaKadosh asked this question, V'chi tipshin hav Yisrael le'yod ha'milado, were the Jews so foolish? The Shekhinah is amidst them, their mukuf, they're surrounded and enveloped in the clouds of glory. And l'hochi amar Rav Shimon, so said Rav Shimon bar Yochai, boy l'mindo ben artikos timol d'chol timon, the mikra'ayin, they wanted to know if there's a differentiation between Atika, which is a lofty spiritual madrego, where the Eibishter is totally upgetrogen, he's separate from the world, he's above the world, everything is ka'ayin ve'efes, the world is kolokolokshiv, has no importance to him, totally outside of the realm of the world, bifchinas ayin, or is he bifchinas yesh? Is he associated with us, is he involved with us? In other words, a madrega where maise tachtoinim, where the actions of people are relevant. The loftier madrega, according to Kabbalah, is called ayin, and the lower madrega is called yesh, or in simple Kabbalistic terms, does the relationship of Klal Yisrael with the Eibishter depend on bechinas yesh, that we're tzaddikim, we're shomer Torah mitzvahs? And if so, the Eibishter protects us, and if not, he doesn't. Or is the Bevchinas Ayin and Ahava Atzmis, an intrinsic innate love of the Eibishter, the Klal Yisrael, which transcends how we look superficially? To put it in simpler terms, the Netziv and HaMikdover explains the question, differently, but the same idea. Klal Yisrael obviously knew that when Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rayim Hemna, is the leader of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem's Anhoge is one of Nisus. But they knew that Moshe won't be here forever. And a Jew has to believe that even when there's no Moshe Rabbeinu in the world, nevertheless, the Anhoge of the Eibishter, even when the Anhoge is B'techa Teva, there's still Hayesh Hashem B'kirbeinu. And God is still amidst us. And therefore, Reb Shlomo Kluger says, in the Sefer Chochmas HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu alluded to this, and he said, I'm going to go up the mountain to daven for you, Umma Te'elikim Biyodi. that even when there's Elikim Midas Hadin, Moshe Rabbeinu, we still have the ability, when Elikim is Gematria Teva, to change the nature of the world. And this was the query, this was the, because they queried, came Amalek to fight against us. What does this mean? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim all explain. Everyone knows that Amalek is Gematria 240, Gematria Rom. Rom means something exalted. The Pasuk says in Tilim, Hashem b'tzion gadol v'rom hu al koloam. Say the Sfarim HaKadoshim, what is the difference between gadol and rom? Gadol means great, but something which is gadol is there from beginning to end, mimato lemaila, from the loftiest madrega to the lowest madrega. Hashem b'tzion gadol, b'tzion, amongst Yidden, Hashem is gadol. When it comes to the nations, however, although they believed in a primal cause, in a creator, who started things moving, but afterwards, Ozav Hashem as the Ores, Hashem abandoned the Anhaga of the world, its governance, to the Chavim and Mazolet, all kinds of external cosmic forces, and Hashem left the world, he's working on another project in a different dimension. As we say in Tehillim, Ram al kol goyim Hashem. For the goyim, the Eibishter is Ram, he's exalted, he's above the world, he's upgetragen von Welt. Aber Yidden say, Mik Hashem likeinu magbil oshoves amashpili lirois b'shamayim v'oretz, the Eibishter is always amongst us. And therefore, when Moshe went to Davin on the mountaintop in the war against Amalek, he was supported by Aaron and Hur holding up his two hands. And Chazal say famously, how could it be that the hands of Moshe caused either success or failure? To teach you that when Yidden look up to the Eibishter, and they're subjugating their heart, their emotions, and their bein shleilim, they were victorious, and if not the other way. And obviously all the commentators ask the obvious question we've already had previously by the Yamsuf, that the hands of Moshe, the Teyas Yod Chalayom, both split the sea, and afterwards it caused the waters to submerge the Egyptians. So what is the Shaila of the Mishnah, V'chi Yodav Shal Moshe, Oysiz Melchama, Shaivriz Melchama? The hands of Moshe are proven to be able to cause miracles. And Mefarshim answer, that's true when you're dealing in a time of miracles. Aber since the war against Amalek was governed by the laws of nature, for reasons we'll soon see, therefore l'chura, the hands of Moshe cannot dictate the outcome of the war. And Chazal Taka answered that the raising of the hands of Moshe was not for the sake of creating miracles, because it was a war according to Teva, according to nature, but it was a lesson to Klal Yisrael to raise up their hearts towards the Rabbein Shem. Who were these two people who helped Moshe raise his hands? Aaron and Hur. Say the Sforim HaKadosh, Moide Tikavort. We say Shema, the Yichud Hashem, twice a day. Moshe plus Hur is Gematria 559. Times two, because Kriya Shema is recited in the morning and the evening. 559 times two is 1,118. Which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echod, known as Yichudilo. That's the approach from the Eibishter where the whole world is Ka'ayin Ve'efes. Only there's the Eibishter in Eibul Vadi. Aaron, Moshe plus Aaron, 661 times 2 is 1202, which is Gematria Bereshis Bar Elikim. That's the Eibishter down here in this world. I've said many, many times, Amalek is Gematria 240. What is the significance of 240? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu was 1,118. That's the ultimate view. There's no world, there's only an Eibishter. Then there's Boruch Shem Kved Malchusei Lo'ilu Voi, the Eibishter down here being Manig the Teva, which is 1,358. The difference between the two is 240 Amalek. The Hainu, what does this mean? Amalek, as we explained many times, has no problem with an Eibishter in heaven. What he's misnagged to, what he opposes is the Eibishter down here, he opposes Yichud Tato. He's the difference between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. And therefore we find the Pasuk says, Ki Yad Al Keis Yudkei Milchama L'Hashem Ba'amolek Midardar. Explains the Netziv in the Sefer HaMikdor. When Chazal tell us that when Amalek is in the world, there's only the Gili of the Shem Yudke. What is Yudke? The Gemara says, "Menachis biYudke Hashem Tzur Elomim." This world was created with the letter Hey, Elam Haba with the letter Yud. The creation of the world was through Yudke, because Hashem Tzur Elomim. Vavke is to take the Yudke, the higher level, the spiritual level, and bring it down here into Elam Hamas. Or in other words, as it comes to Sfarim HaKadosh, at the beginning of the Bria, the Hanhaga was Yudke, but afterwards it's brought down to earth, Vavke, which is the reason why it says in the Zohar, Yudke Vavke stands for the Pasuk, Yisbuchu HaShamayim V'Sogel Oretz. Yisbuchu HaShamayim, Yudke is more the spiritual, the heavenly, the cerebral. Vavke is V'Sogel Oretz, is bringing godliness down in the world. The opposition of Amalek is not to the Yudke. Let the Abish to remain Yisroel Shamayim. Aber opposed, he combats, he fights against the Vesogel HaOretz, bringing Elikus, bringing godliness and Kedush and Rochnius down here into the world of Gashmis. And therefore, Kolzman Amalek is in the world, Hashem's name is incomplete. And of this, the Machzor Vitri brought in Tosfos, the beginning of Brachas, tells us, brought in Torah, that we daven every day the most powerful prayer, Yehei Shmei Rabba, that the Eibishter's name should be brought down into the world. La Olam Ula Olme Olmaya, says the Nefesh HaChayim from Chayim Valojner, La Olam, from the Eibishter to the first world of Atzilus, La Olme to Bria and Yitzira, Olmaya into the world of Asiya, down here in this world. And therefore, just like Amalek tries to separate Yudke Vovke spiritually from the worlds, from the higher worlds, from the heavens to the earth, make that division, that schism, that barrier. So too, in Avodas Hashem, there's the Avod of Yudke, which is the cerebral, the intellectual, Chochma and Bina. What Amalek can't handle is bringing Elikus down into the physical, into the tangible, into action. And therefore, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, Amalek has no problem believing that there's an Eibishter who's Mahaveh, who created the world, and who's miraculous. Aber the world of nature belongs to Amalek, he claims. And therefore, you can't victor over Amalek by having a war because Amalek knows there's an Ahoga of this. The question, the war against Amalek is bringing Elikus down into Teva, which is why later we find on the Yom Tov of Purim, how do we celebrate Purim? Purim is a Yom Tov of Nes Petir Teva, in a time of Anuichi Haster Aster, of concealment, of crisis, where Lechuri, you don't see the hand of Hashem. And there you have to Megala, the Berditchever brings B'Shem the Magid, Megillas Esther is Megala the Likus in the world, even. And therefore, Chazal, who is the king at the time of the miracle of Purim? Achashverosh. What do we know about Achashverosh? Chazal say it's a symbol of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Melech She'achris Vereishis Shaloi. Why? Because Haman tried to destroy the Jewish people using the poor. Purim is called Hashem HaPur. HaPur is Gimatria Oretz, the physical, down here, connected to Vovke. And therefore he tried to make the poor to separate like a Zayd Amalek between spiritual and physical. And therefore Amalek is called in Chazal and Tanchum in various places, the Zvuv, the fly. Which Rashi already told us, Arura Adoma, says Rashi, a fly is a cursed Bria. Comes from the Adoma. And Sfarim HaKadoshim say, as Zvuv stands for Zebikoy Vezebikoy. It's all Mikra Nikra, Asher Korcha. Down here in this world, there's no Hashgacha. Everything is just random. It's Machzach. That's Pshat, by the way, in a famous Medrash Rabbah, that when Yankov Avinu came to the Haramaria, Vayivka Bamokim, and he had a dream, and there were Malachei Elikim, Oilu V'yordimboi. And Chazal say that what these were compared to Zvuvim, to flies, the angels, until his Meinekes, his nurse, his carer came to him and pushed away all the flies, and he realized Vihine Hashem Nitzav Olav. asked the commentaries, how does the Medrash compare Malachi Elikim to Zvuvim, to flies, and Mintomi? Explained the Sforum Akhtayishim, the Israelio, many places, that these were angels, Malachim Shluchim, of Malachi Elikim, of Teva, and therefore they also represented the Dalit Goliathim, the exile, the suffering of the Jewish people. In other words, they represent something which seems to say that Haga of the world, Bizman HaGolus, is that Ozav Hashem is the Oretz, he abandoned us, we're in the Golus, and we're just affected by whatever happens. Until Vehine Hashem, Nitzav Olav, the Zegili of the Shemavayu, the Chibur of Yudke and Vovke, of heaven and earth, of the miracle and the supernatural and the physical, which is the Inyan of a Sulam, which is Gematria, Ayin, the eye, which represents Tashkocha Elekis, into the world. Now one understands why the Amolek, as we've discussed many times, is Misnagid Be'ikir to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. As Chazal tell us, the whole purpose of Haman, of Achashverosh and Haman, and their war against the Jews was to prevent the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash. And it's alluded to by the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chof Tes, famous statement of Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rav Shul Bashela, Somer Rav, Kishen, Shemishenichnos Ov, Mimatim Besimcha, just as we mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash in the month of Av, Kach, so too we celebrate Purim. What's the kashem? What's the comparison between the two? Because Av represents Churban, the barrier between heaven and earth, and Oda represents the Gili of Hashem. How does that work? The Gemara says that Yudea Hoya Betzalel Tzarev Ben Asoisius Shebehem Nivru Shemayim Va'oretz. Betzalel understood how to bring down into this world the bricks to which the Eibishter created heaven and earth. What's pshat? The Eibishter created the world. Right? The pasuk says, Oz Omar Shloim Hashem Omar Lishkin Barofel. The Eibishter wants to live, to exist in an arofel, in a cloud, in darkness. Bonei banisi beizvulach mochin l'shifta ilam. The tachlis of the world is a dira, a dwelling place for the Iker Shechina, Davke in the physical, Davke in the Arof, which l'churi is the question which Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of men himself, queries. Hine ha'umnam yeshev alikim ala oretz, hine shemayim u'shmeya shemayim leyech al galucha, afki abayis hazeh asher bonisi. If the heavens can contain an infinite Eibishter, how could possibly the Eibishter reside and dwell Davke on earth? L'chura, the Eibishter is Ein Sof, Bilti Bal Gvul, Bilti Bal Tachlis, he's infinite. The world, by definition, is finite. How could the world, B'frat Beis HaMikdash, which is a place of Gvulim and Tzimtzumim, every Keli, the whole Beis HaMikdash, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, is connected to Midas. In fact, the Masechta in Shas, which deals with the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, is known as Masechta Midas. It had to be at specific parameters. How can then the Eibishter dwell in the Beis HaMikdash? This is the question which Shlomo HaMelech asks, right? How could you create the Beis HaMikdash called the Tzavar, compared to the neck? We know Yosef HaTzadik, when he met Binyamin, they both cried on each other's neck over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Mishkan Shilui, because the purpose of a neck is to connect heaven and earth. How could the earth have within itself a place which is a Dira LaYizborech? Therefore, the pasuk says, not only answer to it, the pshat is the Eibishter is taka, the ultimate level of infinity, and mokim ha'orin einim in amida, and the infinite could be mitzamtzum, could limit itself.
It's very good. Yeah, it's very good.
Where's the best?
Hello.
Okay, I don't know. The internet's a bit bad, the connection. Let me just try. Connecting video. Is it back on?
It's back on. Can't hear me yet. Still on mute. His video is still on mute.
It's going?
Oh, it's off you now, Brokies. I thought you meant me for a moment, which I was getting worried.
Thank you.
So the MS is to say this forum activation, that how does one connect the infinite, the finite and the infinite, even if a person in this world doesn't complete infinite shlemus? But the pasuk says, "V'yichu li truma me'ez kol isha she'yidvenu libei tichu es trumosi." Truma, it says in Sforim, is torum vavke. You build, you create, you donate vavke, which is the Ebrisha down here. Aye, but it's not the complete name of Hashem. The answer is tichu es trumosi. The Ebrisha builds a beis hamikdash l'mail. And the Ebrisha promised that la'ovel yushalayim shel mail la'ovel yushalayim shel mato. Which is the connection of Yudke Vovke, that says Likutei Torah Parshas Pekudei. And through the Nidvas Liboy, the Avo, the Simcha, the Rotson of a person, therefore, which is infinite, which connects to Keser, which connects to Tainu, which connects to that which is transcends the limitations of a person, one is able to bridge that chasm between the finite and the infinite, and to bring the Shechina, which is Shochin Yudke, the Yudke down into the Vovke to complete the world. And that is the Chibur, the connection of a person's infinite Rotzin, the Yidvenu Liboy, and Rotzin and Das and Kedusha are one in this, are connected, are interrelated. And therefore you're able to bring a person's Rotzin down into the world in the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the place of Das, which is connected to something which is down here in the world. And that's why there's a fascinating pshat. Chazal tell us, "Kolam aneg is a Shabbos." If you have pleasure in Shabbos, noisenly mishalis libri. All of your heart's desires are given, are granted. And there's a brilliant pshat in Sfas Emes. A person who's an aneg is a Shabbos.
One second, it's not working.
What?
There's much better internet over there.
Alright.
Wait 1 second. Just move over.
You can hear it? I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. Technically, I have two left hands. You can hear it? Okay. So the pshat is that the Eibishter has a rotzen. And the Rotzin defies logic. The Rotzin of connecting the finite and the infinite, the heavens and the earth, is something which makes no sense. But the Eibishter is nothing that he cannot do. And therefore, when a person attaches his Rotzin to the Rotzin Hashem, then he's able to bridge that gap. A person realizes, says this for them, is what there is really to appreciate to be Mishtasheya in this world. Right, and therefore Shlomo HaMelech, the ultimate wise man, was the one who attached himself to the Ratzon Hashem. The idea of a person's entire being thirsting for something spiritual, therefore Shlomo HaMelech was the one person in life who was able to fulfill kol mishalis libei, as the pasuk says, "Vayhikach chalish Shlomo livnis to beis Hashem v'skol chayfet Shlomo asher chayshach Shlomo asher chofit lasus." Because he was connected, his Ratzon was connected to the Das Milo, and therefore he was the one who was able to build the Beis HaMikdash, which is connected also, which connects Ratzon and Das. Therefore, when it comes to evil, when it comes to Sitra Achra, there is 11 Madrigas. There's Keser, which represents Ratzon and Tainug, and therefore you have the three intellectual traits and the seven emotional traits. In Kedusha, there's Dafke 10. Because Das and Ratzon are really interconnected, and they're actually one. And therefore you find that Achashverosh, who's Melech Mehoidu V'ad Kush, Hoidu and Kush is Gematria 347, which is Ratzon and Makoidl. And if you add to that 127, it's Gematria 474, which is Das. And Achashverosh himself is Gematria Das and Ratzon and Makoidl. He wanted to be like the Abrish, like Kedusha, where you have Das and Ratzon, a person's understanding, what he grasps, what he's attached to intellectually, and his Ratzon, which transcends, which supersedes Das, to be one and the same. But it couldn't happen because he's Pirut, Dafka by the Eibishter, these two things are the same. But Derech Avoidu, what does this mean in Avoidu Hashem? There is a famous Gemara, which the Gemara says, first of all, let me start with the Medrash Pliyot. There's an awesome Medrash, which superficially seems to make no sense. The Medrash says in the Schus that Sara Imenu said, "Garish es ha'ama azoyis v'spino ki lo yirush en lim yitzchok," to expel, to get rid of Yishmael. Therefore, her grandchildren, her descendants, were zeicha the leinira zvuv b'meis v'beis amit b'chayim. There were no flies, there were no insects in the Beis Hamikdash where they took care of the karbonis. What does that mean? Yishmael, we know, was born to Avraham Avinu before he was gemalit, before he was circumcised. The ultimate the meaning of circumcision is that a person is moser nafshi to the Eibishter above tam v'das. His connection to the Eibishter is not based on logic; it's based on something which is super rational, which transcends logic. Therefore, Avram was promised, "Is halich lufonai v'heisamim," if you will circumcise, you'll be tamim, you'll have a munapshuta in the Eibishter, which transcends us. Veheye samim. Veheye is vav he yudke, where the vavke is before the yudke, which represents a munapshuta. And therefore, Sara Imenu said, garish es amazois. She doesn't want Yitzchak, who was born after circumcision, who represents Bezirus Nefesh and a munapshuta, to be in any way influenced by Yishmael, although he was a believer, Chazal say, but he believed mitzad hachakira, mitzad seichel, logic, intellect, and not according to Amun Pshutta as the Madrega of Yitzchak. And when Sarah said, Garish as Ama as Azoyis, she was zeicha, say the Svarim HaKadoshim, that Leinir is Zvuv, Bebeis HaMit B'chayim, the Zvuv, who we said before, represents Amolek, who separates between heaven and earth, the physical and the spiritual. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash consumed and vanquished the Zvuv of Amolek. And the lesson from us to learn is that Amalek separates between the Yichud, the unity of heaven and earth. And therefore Amalek is someone who says Chazal say, why did Amalek come? After by Refidim, Sherafu Yideya Midivrei Torah, says the Yitav Lev, why Rafu Yideyim? Because there are apikursim who say the ikar is cerebral, the ikar is intellect. You don't need action. You don't need maisa mitzvahs. That's a rafu yideim from practical maisa mitzvahs, indeed creating a dira b'tachtoinim, a dwelling place to the Eibishter and the physical. In other words, Amalek says, there's a spiritual level I appreciate. But this world is a world of teva, where kedusha is nitva, is consumed, is concealed. And a person has to know Hashem Omar Lishkoin Ba'arafel. And this is a very important lesson for us in a moment of crisis. Arafel means darkness. Some great tzaddikim, Dachzacher Meir Primishlaner, once said, B'darach Hatzachus. Arafel in Yiddish would mean Arapfal. Even in a moment was Arapfal, when people are falling, when difficult moments. Hashem Omar, where can you find the Eibishter? Not in heaven, not in Shemayim, not in Shmei Shemayim, but dafka in building a dwelling place for Hashem in this world through practical mitzvahs, nices, through bechol drachecha do'eyu, which is the Indian of Yisrael, kisarise v'likim v'manoshim v'atuchal, not only in spiritual matters, but bechol drachecha do'eyu, bechol masecha v'shem shemayim, in all that we do, that whatever a person faces, a crisis, you need Shomayim, you need Aret, you need Rochnis, you need Gashmis, you need Tfilah, you need Tilim, you need physical, practical steps to alleviate the darkness. In fact, the first time you ever find in Torah something which is akin to a Beis HaMikdash, a dwelling place, a Modar of Tzadikim, is by the Teva. It was a place where only Tzadikim, even the animals were holy, they weren't Mashkas Darkam. And the, what were the dimensions of the Teva? It was 300 by 50 by 30, which together brings us to the number 380, which is Gematria Arafa. Where can you find the Eibishter Dafka when this turbulence and this torrent storms all over surrounding you? And you create a Teva, Boya La Teva, the Tevas of Tayr, the Tevas of Tfilo, Yibachabri Shemayim V'Oretz. We have a Yeshua, we have a salvation of mankind. And the Eibishter Shema'irah in these difficult times through the Chibur of Shemayim V'Oretz, building our Beis HaMikdash, which is the Avoid of Chodesh Iyar, in which Shlomo HaMelech began the process of creating a Beis HaMikdash. And Gerad, it says in Svarim HaKdoshim, that Iyar is Gematria 661, which is the same Gematria as Melchama L'Hashem Ba'Molek Mid. Or Vayove Amalek, Vayelochim, something. Something like this, Amalek, it's one more, it victors over it, which 661 is Gematria Esther, and the lesson of Esther, that even in times of Caesar, of concealment, there's the Aleph, the Aluf Yishol Olam, where the Eibishter dwells amongst us, and the Eibishter helps him, we should all have Yeshuas, and Rachman, and Rufus, for all of Klal Yisrael, for all of mankind, Amen, Amen.